at Shea Stadium. It was the start of their tour. 55,000 plus people at Shea Stadium in Queens, New York. First concert held in the stadium that, of course, is home to the Mets at the time. That was kind of the forerunner to the stadium shows that now we take for granted that always happen. It wasn't just the Beatles either. Here's the bill. Brenda Holloway, the King Curtis Band, Sounds Incorporated, the Young Rascals, and Cannibal and the Headhunters. Yikes. The Beatles did 12 songs, that's it, and played for 30 minutes. Started with Twist and Shout, She's a Woman, I Feel Fine, Dizzy Miss Lizzy, etc. And they wrapped it up with I'm Down. Here's John Lennon on playing the stadium.
It was marvelous. It was the biggest crowd we ever played to anywhere in the world. It was the biggest live show, I think, anybody's ever done, yeah, told. Sure. And it was fantastic, you know. And it was just great. They could almost hear us as well, even though they're making a lot of noise. Couldn't hear the voices so well. You got a bit of, you know, echo back. You could hear the instruments because we were just on full blast.
And that show? The first time John Lennon ever played a keyboard on stage.
I didn't really know what to do because I felt naked with that guitar. So I was doing old Jerry Lee, was putting my foot on it and George couldn't play for laughing. Yeah, I was doing it for a laugh, but, you know, the kids didn't really know what I was doing. I was just jumping about and I only played about two bars of it.
Couldn't play for laughing. It's kind of a dream come true. You play in a band, you know, you're in the Black Crowes. And then Jimmy Page says, hey, you guys want a tour with me? Not with Zeppelin, just with him. So you had the Black Crowes and Jimmy Page. There was an album out of it called Live at the Greek. It was in 1999. And they played 10 Years Gone. That was never a big song in concert, but it was one of the songs there. And Rich Robinson credits drummer Steve Gorman with helping to get it into the repertoire. Here is Rich Robinson.
Jimmy was like, you guys choose which songs you want. It wasn't like we're going to do Stairway to Heaven. You know, it wasn't any of that. He's like, what songs do you guys want to do? And we're like, we want to do some stuff that maybe wasn't played that often. 10 Years Gone, Sick Again, Custard Pie, because Physical Graffiti was one of my favorites. Just to learn those songs and pick them apart, and when that band kicks in on da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na- accomplished it.
No stairs.